We will just step out into the antechamber, where cloaks, mackintoshes, sticks, umbrellas and shoes were deposited. Here sat two female figures, a young and an old one. One might have thought at first they were servants, come to accompany their mistresses home. But on looking nearer, one soon saw they could scarcely be mere servants. Their forms were too noble for that, their skin too fine, the cut of their dress too striking. Two fairies were they. The younger, it is true, was not Dame Fortune herself, but one of the waiting maids of her handmaidens, who carry about the lesser good things that she distributes. The other looked extremely gloomy. It was Care. She always attends to her own serious business herself, as then she is sure of having it done properly. They were telling each other, with a confidential interchange of ideas, where they had been during the day. The messenger of Fortune had only executed a few unimportant commissions, such as saving a new bonnet from a shower of rain, etc. But what she had yet to perform was something quite unusual.